Hi, this is Deacon James Scott. Discovering Your Purpose, Professor Derek Parker, will not be airing tonight. We will be bringing you a special presentation of a June 2015 message by Pastor Parker, It's Time to Take It by Force. Hopefully you'll be greatly blessed by this message.
Time to take it by force. Let the words of my mouth, let the meditation of my heart go. Let it be acceptable unto you, God. You are my strength and my redeemer. Come on and give God your best praise.
Hallelujah.
If you know it's time to take it by force, come on and shout unto the Lord right now with your mouth and give him the greatest praise right now.
Hallelujah.
It's time to take it by force. It was in Matthew 11 and 12. Amen. It's time to take it by force. There is a plethora of people that are on the outside that are willing or waiting for us to come to them and rescue them out of what they're in. We can no longer have the religious mindset, wait until God send them, or the mindset in God's timing. See, many that use this cliche are people that are just too lazy to get up and do. They expect God to do everything. They expect things to come on a silver platter, but faith without works is dead faith. When it comes to timing, we are inside of God's timing. Religion has really brainwashed the body of Christ to cause us to think that we have to wait on God for everything. When there are some things that God commands us to go and do. See, if we want to see true harvest, we're going to have to go into the hedges and into the byways to compel them to come to Jesus. And what we present to them can't be church as usual. Now check it. Now they're not looking for us to compromise our beliefs. They're not looking for secular, but they need a real authentic move of God. They don't need a make me feel good only message, but they need the type of word that will tug their hearts. They need the type of movement that will break their pride. That will cause them to come as they are. They need the type of movement that when they enter into this building or walk past this building, they will feel the glory of God so strong that they have to come in and see what's going on. I'm talking about the type of presence that when they walk past us, this building, out of the blue, they begin to weep and cry out to God. We have to understand what makes God's House Church and ministries unique and different from other ministries. What makes us stand out? What makes us shine? I said this before, that as I was making preparation to start this ministry, the Lord boldly said to me, this cannot be church as usual. Amen. If we're going to be the church that God has called us to be, then we have to understand kingdom and not religion.
Amen.
See, there is a difference. See, check it. See, religion is temporal. Kingdom is everlasting. Religion is man's norm, but kingdom is God's supernatural. Religion is man-made rules, policies, and procedures, but kingdom is come as you are, but you won't stay as you are. Religion is putting on a facade. I have to dress a part. I have to wear a dolly on my head. I have to wear a dress down to my ankles. I have to wear a suit and a tie. But kingdom is, I can come in with jeans. I can come in with the t-shirt, the shorts, the tennis shoes, and still wear them in modesty. Religion only accepts the status quo. But kingdom accepts everybody that accepts Jesus Christ. Religion brings death, but kingdom brings life. Religion condemns me to hell, but kingdom restores me in love. Religion says you have to have a doctorate's degree, a master's degree. You have to attend Harvard, Yale, Princeton, or Liberty University. And understand, I'm not against higher learning. I encourage it greatly. But kingdom says if you attend the school of neology, If you attend the school of wordology, praise and worshipology, and develop a relationship with me, I'll give you what school can't give you, revelatory knowledge. See, check it. See, God shares his secrets with those who build a relationship with him. Yeah, I know people with book knowledge, you know, they'll quote, you know, 2 Peter 1:20, you know, so wrong, where it says that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. Yes, you're partially right, but I was taught that half a truth is one whole lie. Yes. See, check it. See, that scripture is talking about God's prophets. That means that no prophecy of scripture came about by the prophet's own interpretation of things. They came from God. Now, if you go down a verse to verse 21, it says, "For no prophecy ever came by the will of man. Instead, men spoke from God as they were moved by the Holy Spirit." Amen. See, the Holy Spirit still speaks to us today in ways that not worded in the Bible, but it does not contradict scripture in any way. So a lot of people with book knowledge only think they know scripture and been teaching error all along. Because John 16 and 13 tells us, "But when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth." Now that scripture of truth is Holy Spirit. Without Holy Spirit, you cannot fully discern truth. Hallelujah. So you need Holy Spirit to be able to discern truth. Revelatory knowledge doesn't make sense to you if you're not filled with Holy Spirit. Why do you think that people often holler, "Well, it doesn't take all that"? See, that worship, that singing, all that dancing, it's emotional. Now, check it. Now, I agree for some, it may be emotional. But for those that's been through hell and high water, for them that's dealt with the persecution and having their name slandered, for them that went through a bad divorce, they're praising God for the fact that they survived. My job, I've taken patients to psych wards. With everything that I've been through in my lifetime, it was only God's grace that I'm not in Shepherd Pratt or in the same old Sodom. Some of you, if it wasn't for coming into the house of God, getting a good dancing every now and then, you would have just lost it. You would have just gone crazy. You'd be ready to blow your spouse's head off. You would be ready to turn into the exorcist. Some of you remember the Incredible Hulk. Please don't make me angry. You won't like me when I'm angry. See, some of you in here this afternoon, if one more thing had of happened in your life, you don't know what you would have done. You would have just lost it. You would speak in a tongue and it wouldn't be a heavenly tongue at that. But when I think of the goodness of Jesus and everything that he has done for me, just the fact that I could have been a victim, Jesus, even as the murder rate is climbing back up in our city, it could have been me. It could have been one of my loved ones, but it was the grace of God, Jesus, that I'm still here. And because God spared my life, it's now time to take it by force. What the enemy is taking away from us, it's time to take our community back. It's time to take our young people back. It's time to take back our marriages. It's time to take back our sons and our daughters. See, sometimes we have to just get violent. And I'm not talking about the kind of violent where you destroy things in the natural. But I'm talking about destroying them in the spiritual realm. See, destroying things in the spiritual realm is more vicious than even attacking things in the natural realm. See, remember Jesus cursed the fig tree? Now, I'm not telling you to curse people, but you can curse bad situations. Job 22 and 28 tells us that you shall also decree a thing, and it shall be established to you. And check it. And light shall shine upon thy way. In other words, when God shines his light on your decree, that means it's a done deal.
Yes, sir. It means he honors it. Yes. He places his endorsement on it. He seals it. So you that are filled with Holy Spirit, you have the kingdom authority to speak a thing and it shall come to pass. It's time to take back everything that has value to it. Your peace of mind, your joy, your happiness. Look at somebody and tell them, get violent and take it back. Y'all don't say, I ain't say it like you mean it. Shout it out. Get violent and take it back. See, you stop singing that song where we all get to heaven, but a day to rejoice. See, I'm not going to wait till I get to heaven to have peace of mind. I'm not going to wait to get to heaven to have joy. See, the joy of the Lord is my strength. See, I'm not going to wait to get to heaven to have possessions. See, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. See, I'm not going to wait to get to heaven to have my body healed with his stripes.
I'm healed.
I'm healed. Even on this side. See, look at somebody tell me it's time to take it by force.
It's time to take it by force.
Jesus. See, understand that there are some things that we are just going to have to take back by force. See, some things we're going to have to fight. See, check it. See, there are some battles that even in biblical times, the people had to go to war and fight, or else the enemy would have taken their land. Some battles, Jesus, only requires praise and worship. And as the singers began to sing and praise, give praises unto the Lord, Jesus, the Lord set ambushes against their enemies. In other words, their enemies begin to fight amongst one another, Jesus. See, this war zone is going to require a strategic strategy from God to win this community, to win this city and region, to win this nation, and even globally. Look at somebody and tell them as loud as you can, we got to fight.
We got to fight.
See, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So the kingdom of God is the body of Christ. See, the earth belongs to God. It's time for the body of Christ to take back what the enemy is trying its best to come up against. See, false doctrine. There are preachers that undermine the power of God. Some teachers that miracle signs and wonders no longer exist. The blood be against you. See, some even teaches that tongues doesn't even exist. See, some teaches that baptism is no longer important. We have to defend the faith. Some even believe that Holy Communion is not even important. See, we say the enemy has crept in unaware, but we was forewarned ahead of time. Paul warned us in 2 Timothy 3:13 that evil men and seducers, Jesus, shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. See, this foolishness that tells people that Christianity is for people that can't think for themselves. See, that's why Philippians 2:5 tells us, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Look at somebody and tell them, we need the mind of Christ. Jesus. If the truth be told, none of us can think for ourselves if we don't have the mind of Christ. In fact, some that are in governmental position, you can see don't have the mind of Christ and making foolish decisions that goes totally against the word of God. You have politicians that claim that the Bible needs to change so that same-sex marriage can be accepted in Christendom. The devil is a liar. But the word of God will never change to accommodate your sinful behavior. Jesus. Revelation 22:18-19 warns us of the dangers of adding and taking away from God's word. You're only causing more chaos and destruction in our land. See, check it. When the power of God increases, the enemy will look for cracks to creep in.
Yes, he will. Hallelujah. Preach, Pastor Gary.
Hallelujah. So if churches aren't built with prayer,
come on,
worship, and the true word of God, that ministry will not survive. See, point blank. See, you cannot survive without prayer. You You cannot survive without a relationship with God. You cannot survive without being fed the word of God. See, all three are just as important. See, some of you even need to fight to get your prayer back in order. Huh? Some of you need to fight to put your flesh in check and turn down your plate and fast. See, that's why it's such a struggle to fast for some people, because the enemy knows that if I can increase his or her hunger for food, if I can cause the supervisor to have a company party on the week that you're fasting, I know I can get you to give in.
My God!
See, you as an unmarried man or woman or even married, if the enemy can get you to focus on that female that wants attention, that will wear that many short skirt, he can cause you to even sin in your thought.
Wow.
See, I gotta holler at that brother with the muscle shirt. The enemy has strategy to get people off focus. See, but if you can get the boldness to crucify the flesh, if you can get the boldness to declare, I'm better than that, even if you get choked by your homeboys. See, you don't see that, something's wrong with you. See, because God has somebody that is more mature and wife ready for you. See, take your dignity back. Take your morals back. You need Holy Spirit to crucify your flesh. You need Holy Spirit to say no to premarital sex. And if any man want to sleep with you before marriage, they really don't respect you as a person. Check it. See, love will cause you to wait. Walk you down the aisle until they say I do and put the final ring, the wedding band, on your finger. Just like Madeira said, you better put that on lockdown. Somebody's
talking about it. Lockdown.
See, you don't get into the Holy of Holies until you worship your way in.
Hello, somebody. Come on.
See, that's how some people treat God. They want access, but they don't want to enter in legally.
Oh, come on now. Break that down.
See, check it. See, illegal immigrants are not allowed. See, you've got to do this thing the right way. See, it's time. I don't know what y'all need God to do in your life. I don't know what you need God to do, but understand this one thing: it's time to take it by force.
My God!
It's time to get violent.
Yes.
It's time.
Yes, sir.
To just lose it.
Yeah.
Is there anybody in here that need God to do something for them right now? Is there anybody that's ready to just get violent for God? You know God has promised you some things. You know God has said that you was going to get this, but every time you get a prophecy, all hell breaks loose in your life.
Soon is the word.
Yes.
Every time the Lord said, God's going to do this for you. Uh-huh. Next thing you know, the enemy sends it. He sends an attack your way. God saying he's going to heal your body, then the next thing you know, you're laying up in a hospital.
Yes.
Dealing with certain illnesses in your body.
Because the enemy
want to make it seem like, Jesus. He want to make it seem like the word that was given to you is not going to come to pass. But how many know that when God speaks a thing, he has to bring it to pass?
Yes.
And sometimes he will allow the enemy just to come in to make it look like it's not going to come to pass.
I know that's right.
But if you can keep on praising,
hallelujah,
if you can keep on worshiping,
hallelujah,
if you can keep on shabbaking God, if you can keep on praying, if you can keep on trusting God, understand that no matter what the test is, if I can praise God now, look at somebody and tell them, if I can praise God now, way. Praise is your way. Praise is your entrance way to your miracle. Look at somebody and tell them, I'm going to praise God until it comes to pass. I'm going to praise God until my money comes. I'm going to praise God until my healing comes. I'm going to praise God until my business comes to pass.